You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
So what happens to a picturesque city when its charms draw more and more people who want to live there, to work or open a business there? When the push for new housing threatens the very thing that made that city so special? And as we hear, Traverse City is wrestling with those questions right now, including the lack of affordable housing. Here with us now is Brenda Quick, the leader of the Save Our Downtown movement and an emeritus professor of law at the Michigan State University Law School. Brenda, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And we welcome Sakura Raftery, who's director of housing for Goodwill Industries of Northern Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
First, the question for both of you. Brenda, I'll let you start. What brought you here and what do you love about Traverse City?
What I love about Traverse City is everything. Traverse City is one of the most beautiful cities in the country. When I come here, we bring guests every once in a while. We'll have people come and visit us that have never been to Traverse City before. In fact, they've never been to Northern Michigan before. They're astounded at the beauty. Traverse City has it all. You know, we have a very much a small town feel. It's very much a feel of being safe, and that's something that's important in today's world. It's very beautiful. We obviously have the water, but we also have all the benefits. You know, we have an absolutely wonderful healthcare system. Munson Medical Center is here, which is a regional healthcare facility. And of course, we also have restaurants everywhere. You name it, we have it. It's just a wonderful place to live. Anything that you would want, from shopping to healthcare to buying a car, you name it, we have it all right here. But yet, we have an incredible small-town feel, and that's a very special thing because you can't find that many places.
And Sakura, what brought you here, and what do you love about being here?
I would say a lot of the things that Brenda mentioned as attractions to Traverse City are the same for me.
And you've been here how long now?
I've been here for 4.5 years. I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I spent most of my life living on the other coast, not the middle coast, of the United States. My husband grew up here. He had an amazing childhood. You know, it didn't really extend much beyond what now is kind of like the mall area that was all Buffalo Fields back then. And when we drive by, he still is astonished by the amount of development that has spread out of what he remembers during his childhood. But one of the main draws is we're a young family. We have kids, and this is a great place to raise a family and, you know, build a community, be a part of a community, and really enjoy a lot of the benefits of the living space here.
Well, let's talk more about this housing situation that Traverse City faces. What does affordable housing mean to you? Brenda, you first.
It actually has, I would say, two definitions. You have the legal definition when you're talking about affordable housing, and you're typically talking about subsidized housing in that particular respect. There is some affordable housing, i.e. subsidized housing, in the Traverse City area. Is there enough? Of course not. There's not enough anywhere in the country, and Traverse City is no different in that respect. You also need affordable housing for people who are in lower or middle income ranges, and that is critically important. Traverse City is doing a phenomenal amount of building, but a lot of what they're building are high-end condominiums, and that's just not something that's affordable to a person who's making $35,000, $40,000 a year.
Yeah, and I'd like to add on to that. Affordable is a very relevant and controversial term because 30% of one's income, whether you're making over $100,000 or whether they're making $30,000, it's a really different number. And when you think about the amount of housing stock that's available in any one of those categories, whether you're considered low income, middle income, or wealthy, is really different in terms of availability in the area. And I think that one of the things that we're seeing locally is that it's affecting our growth. All summer long, even throughout the year, most businesses have for hire signs on their windows because they can't keep staff, because they can't afford to live here.
That is, if we stop and you think about who is affected by this housing question, with seasonal workers, businesses, long-term residents, people who've long dreamed of retiring in the Traverse area, low-income residents, so many different points of view and so many different needs. Brenda, I know that you're one of the organizers of the Save Our Downtown group, very, very concerned about the growing number of larger, tall buildings downtown. Buildings that could bring more housing, but tell us more why the concern.
Well, part of the reason that all of this got started was, again, it was mentioned earlier about a development that was intended right in the heart of downtown, right on Front Street. You know, people talk about Traverse City, and we talk about our success. If I can regress just for a moment, during the recession, Traverse City didn't feel that much. And why? Because we have just a phenomenal tourist industry here. We are very much a service-oriented industry in Traverse City. And, in fact, there is a report that said in 2014, Traverse City area brought in $1.18 billion, as in B, billion dollars, from the tourist industry. That's a lot of dollars. And so what the people in Traverse City or the people involved in the campaign are very interested in doing is two things. Number one, preserving that part of the city that draws the tourists, the part that keeps us economically viable and keeps us economically strong. Yet at the same time, we want to retain that beauty. We want to retain what we have. We want to retain our beautiful environment. We want to be able to have green space for our children to play. We want to continue to have that safe environment. And so it's how do you find a balance between the two? This issue is so critically important because if there are skyscrapers, if you care to call them that, built in the wrong location, that can impact the tourist industry, and that impacts the economy of the entire community. So we've got those concerns, but I want to clarify one point that is very, very important. This is not asking people to be against tall buildings. That is absolutely not the case. We are a democracy. What this is it is to allow the people to simply have a vote of whether or not buildings over 60 feet, happens to be our height limit, whether or not that should take place. For example, we have something on the table right now with our medical center, and the people of our organization are supporting that. We think that's a wonderful thing. So there are places in the city where we believe the tall buildings are very appropriate and they are the correct thing to do, but just not in the area that draws the tourists. We want to keep that character. We want to keep that atmosphere that's so attractive.
Okay. Well, Sakura, especially as the director of Housing for Goodwill Industries, how does this debate affect the people that you work with and also the clients, the people you help?
Sure. Well, this particular development is really outside of the scope because it is, you know, geared towards workforce plus luxury.
But looking at the wider picture.
Yes. But the wider picture, I think, is extremely important because this debate over tall buildings is a symptom of a much larger conversation about what does Traverse City want to look like. We talk about all the things that we benefit from. What Traverse City looks like right now doesn't look like what it looked like when I first moved here 4 years ago, and it surely didn't look like 10 years ago. And so it's constantly growing. It's constantly changing. We want to have innovation. We want to have entrepreneurship because that's what's going to drive people to keep coming back here, innovating, creating new industries. We have a booming wine industry up here that has been fairly new when you think about wine industry worldwide, and that's fairly new. So let's use those strengths of our natural resources to attract the talent to come here and build a home here or make this your place. I mean, that's how we're going to sustain the growth of our area and make sure that, you know, kids have great schools to attend and people can live in homes that they can actually afford.
Brenda, what do you suggest as ways to address the affordable housing shortage in the region?
Well, I think that first off, Goodwill Industries, if I can look over, Goodwill Industries just built a beautiful multi-housing unit. I mean, they're just beautiful. They're beautiful. And what's so nice about them is not only are they affordable, but they also have a yard where the children can play. And that's something that we're concerned about. We want to make sure that when affordable housing is built, it has to be built responsibly. You can't just simply pick a postage stamp and say, well, we're going to throw a whole bunch of people in here. That's not fair. And what you need to do is you need to think about what land is appropriate? Where can you then have something where people are going to want to bring their children, where they're going to be comfortable sending their 6- and 7-year-old out to play? And are you going to do that on a downtown street? I don't think so. Nobody's going to want to do that. So if you promote projects such as what Goodwill Industries has already done, that's an excellent idea, and we support that completely.
I think one of the points of responsible building, it is a subjective term. I mean, what a developer might consider responsible is going to be look really different from what a citizen believes is responsible, because there's different motivations and there's different end games. And I think that, you know, hopefully this conversation keeps that bigger conversation going about how can we get in the room together and plan together before it goes too far down the road. And I think that, you know, capturing what the essence is of Traverse City is a really difficult thing to do, but there are some core values. And I think that, you know, having a place where if you are low income, middle income, or wealthy, you should have a place to live.
A place at the table.
Yeah.
And what's at stake if this conversation doesn't move forward and really come to kind of a consensus?
I think we're already seeing it. We are already seeing it. We have young people who live here who are millennials, if you want to, you know, call them that, but they're frustrated with how far they have to live outside of the city to just be up here. They might be entrepreneurs. They might be working at the Brew Cafe on their Wi-Fi because they're working remotely, and they can't afford. They're trying to figure out how to afford to stay here. We have an exponentially increasing older population that is either staying here or staying here half the year, and those homes, if you will, are all vacant units where people could be living if they were developed a little bit differently, or if we created more housing, because we know that those are not going to be changing anytime soon.
Brenda, well, final thoughts. What's at
stake?
Yeah,
I agree and I disagree. I agree with the fact that the conversation has started. There was one thing that you played about that the mayor said that I don't agree with, and that is the mayor seemed to indicate that this was one generation against another generation. That's simply not the case. As far as people who are interested in responsible development in Traverse City and having a voice, and that's what really the movement has been about, and that's what the city charter is about. It's about having a voice. It's so that the people can decide what they want. And by the way, what we're talking about has nothing to do with limiting affordable housing. In fact, people went to this particular developer and said, if you want to build a 60-foot building and you want to make it all affordable housing, we would applaud you, we will stand behind you, and we will cheer you on in every respect. And I do think that there are differing views. I think certainly for-profit developers look at their projects very differently than sometimes people who live in the community do. I think that we can tackle the issue of affordable housing, but we have to do it together.
Have to do it together. Brenda Quick, MSU Emeritus Professor of Law and leader of Save Our Downtown, and Sakura Raftery, Goodwill Industries of Northern Michigan. Thanks to both of you for being
with
us on
Stateside.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.